Veteran CBS News correspondent Morley Safer died this morning, just days after the network marked the end of his long career. Safer was 84. NPR's David Folkenflik offers this tribute.
He was unflinching and tough, yet most viewers know Morley Safer best from 60 Minutes, where he was invariably urbane, eternally curious, often witty, rarely dull.
This one, a canvas of scrawls done with the wrong end of a paintbrush, bears the imaginative title of Untitled.
This story from the early 1990s threw New York's art scene into turmoil.
It's by Cy Twombly and was sold for $2,145,000. And that's dollars, not Twombly's.
Born in 1931 in Toronto, Safer dropped out of college to pursue a career as a news reporter. He joined CBS after a stint with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Then Safer went abroad. While covering Vietnam in 1965, Safer filed this report from a tiny village.
This is what the war in Vietnam is all about.
Safer looks around, alarmed, as troops use flamethrowers and cigarette lighters to set homes aflame.
The Marines have burned this old couple's cottage because fire was coming from here.
President Lyndon Johnson browbeat the president of CBS News over the story, called Safer a communist. A Canadian, the network executive replied. In 1970, Safer was paired with Mike Wallace as the hosts of 60 Minutes. Over time, Safer would interview movie stars, travel on the Orient Express, and, on occasion, right wrongs.
At 60 Minutes, we get an awful lot of I didn't do it letters. You know, people in jail, quote-unquote, wrongly convicted. And it can make you pretty cynical.
I've received no justice. I consider myself a hostage in the house of injustice.
Linnell Jeter had been sentenced to life in prison for an armed robbery.
Well, the more we started to check it out, the more this story and conviction just smelled to high heaven.
There was no physical evidence of Jeter's guilt. No gun, no cash, no license plate taken down at the scene of a crime.
Jeter was released days after Safer's report. As he indicated in this interview with CBS, Safer clearly embraced reporting as an education and an adventure.
One of the great pleasures of this work, and maybe the greatest pleasure, is that you get to do things and you get to see things that very few people get access to.
Though declining, Safer hung on long enough to watch a tribute to his career Sunday night with his family. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.